Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests today are Kate Inge and Jen Walker from Juno Public Libraries. Welcome back.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi. First Tuesday of the month is our libraries update. And Kate, you're the grants and marketing coordinator. Jen Walker, you're the outreach and senior services assistant for Juno Public Libraries. And before we get started today, I'd just like to ask, what are you guys reading right now, library workers?
Well, I am reading We Have Not Stopped Trembling Yet by E.J.R. David, and I'm enjoying it so far. I've gotten one essay in, and I'm reading it because he's actually an author we're bringing to Juno at the end of the month, and so I wanted to kind of get prepped before he gets here.
Yeah, and you're so considerate. You're saying, yeah, I need to finish this so somebody else can check it out.
I am not a nonfiction reader. I read, so I tend to put that last and then read new books and And then I realized, oh, I have this book. I checked it out. And so that our other patrons can actually read it before he gets here or have access to it. I really need to read the book and not just hold on to it forever. So I'm trying to get through it.
Good. Well, we'll talk more about his talk later on in the interview. But yes, in the meantime, everybody read up. And they've still got some time. Jen, what about you? What are you reading?
Right now I'm reading a book called Killers of the Flower Moon, The Osage Murders and the Birth of the FBI by David Gren. And it is fascinating. It's a true crime book. The Osage tribe got moved several times. And then the final reservation, they found oil underneath it. And as a result, the Osage people at one point were like, they had the highest income per capita because of this oil reserve underneath their land. And so the book opens and they're starting to be killed off, like be murdered. And so it's, true crime to figure out what happened.
And it all took place a few decades ago?
Yeah, 1920s is when the book opens, when they're actually being murdered. Mm-hmm. So
that's an interesting one. I read it, but I didn't get all the way through it. But it also touches on missing and murdered Indigenous women and a lot of issues that are very relevant today.
Yeah.
I'm reading There, There by Tommy Orange. I just started it.
I read that one.
Yeah, it got a lot of buzz. I actually heard about it here at work from some coworkers. It's great. It made a bunch of best of lists last year. And it's about the stories and experiences of Native Americans living in present day Oakland, California so far. And I'm fully captivated by it. All right. Well, thanks for talking books with me, ladies.
Yeah,
I always
pleasure.
Like to hear what you guys are reading and what's hot. Is there anything interesting coming in this month or that came in last month? Any hot titles that you want to share?
I feel like the Michelle Obama book, Becoming, is the super, super hot one. That was a couple months ago. But, yeah, that one's flying off the shelves.
Yeah, still popular. Yeah. All right. Well, you are all here today to talk about some events coming up in March, and we've got a list of things to go through. First up on the list sounds really interesting, the Filipino Film Series. Tell us about that.
We partnered with the Filipino Community Incorporated, and we're going to be bringing a series of films based in the Philippines. Our first film is called Batad. It is actually a Filipino film, and it's about a more remote area, mountainous. A young boy goes down with his family's produce to sell it at the market, and he sees kind of Westerners with hiking boots and gets obsessed with getting his own pair of hiking boots. So there's kind of a clash of cultures, and there's also a love story woven in. The film is in Tagalog with English subtitles.
You seen it yet?
No, I have not. So I'll be able to watch it with everybody. I've done previews of it and read about it.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a pretty fun event. It'll be at the Douglas Library, like you said. And it is the 14th.
That's right.
6 p.m. Doors open at 5:45. And there will be free lumpia.
Yeah, will be free snacks.
And it is, do note that it's an after-hours event. So we will be open at 5:45 welcoming people.
That's great. Who's providing the food, the snacks?
I'm getting them from Bernadette's.
Oh, wow.
So Bernadette's lumpia, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a great event, and it's just the first in the series. Dates coming up in April and May. I'm sure we'll talk about those.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thanks for doing that. Sounds like fun. And then the next thing on the list of things to talk about is Rock Around the Blocks.
Yep. So I think it's Saturday the 16th, so not this Saturday, next Saturday at the Downtown Library at 2 p.m. One of our youth services librarians is working on the desk, and she will set out the blocks that we have, the Legos and the Duplos and the Kinect, all the different types for kids to come in with their families and just play in our large meeting room. And it's unstructured play. There's not an actual program around it, but just if you're looking for something to do next Saturday, you can stop downtown and play with blocks.
Kids only, though.
Yes. The adults can help, but yeah, mainly it's for kids.
Yeah, don't show up without a kid. Is that a pretty popular event?
I think it's been pretty popular. I don't know the exact number of people, but I think it's unfortunately sometimes when it falls on the schedules when the weather has been really nice or is when somebody else has been having an event. And usually when there gets to be too many events on the calendar, it's hard to pick kind of which one to go to.
How many blocks or Legos or sets of things do you guys have? Is it like a larger than average collection, more than what you'd have at home?
I think it was the state library gave us all her Legos, and I remember when they came in, we just got, I think, three or four just boxes, huge boxes just of Legos all mixed together that we divided up, and then we got some Duplos and then other types of blocks, and we have more space kind of to store them, and then we're trying to provide for a wide variety of ages and levels for building things. So that's why we have such a widespread.
Probably are Duplos?
Duplos are the big Legos.
Oh, okay.
The ones, they're like the ones those. So that they aren't a choking hazard.
All right. Well, that sounds like fun. And that is coming up March 16th. This Saturday, but next Saturday. And moving along the calendar, the Early Learning Fair was something you wanted to mention today.
Yeah.
What is that?
So that is going to be Thursday. Did I write it down?
21st is what I have. 21st.
Okay. So at the Valley Library, and it starts at 5:30, and it's going to be just prepping families for all the different types of agencies and resources that are available to help, like, kids of a wide variety of ages to learn. We're all going to have probably a story time there. It's going to take the whole Valley Library. So it's going to be come if you have, if you have a family and kids, like, come and be prepared to kind of like learn about a bunch of different resources. They're going to be previewing what we're doing for summer reading because that's going to be coming up this summer. The theme is a universe of stories. So we're getting ready to kind of like do programming around that. And it's a good way to kind of learn about what resources are here and learn what the library has for kids and parents and that kind of thing.
And it goes beyond the library, right? Outside agencies will be coming in, maybe setting up a table.
I think like AEYC will probably be there. Uh-huh. And a whole bunch of different agencies.
Yeah. And you guys are just sort of the host.
Yes. Yeah. We're the ones with the nice big space that everybody can kind of fill up.
Is that an annual event?
I think so. I think they have it every year. Yeah.
Great. Well, that's important information for patrons as well as any local agencies that might want to get involved if they're not already. So that's Thursday, March 21st at the Valley Library. Is that in the evening?
Yep.
Okay. And last but not least, back by popular demand, where there's a will, there's a way.
It filled up when we had it in January.
Yeah.
Jen unfortunately had to turn people away, so we've rescheduled a second one and...
Yeah, I had a waiting list of 50 people that I emailed with this new date. Yeah, the room filled.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, we're so excited. Van Sanders, he's a local lawyer. He was willing to come back and do it again. It'll be in the Valley Library Saturday, March 23rd from 11 to 12:30. And I do suggest coming early. there's also on our website, if you look on our calendar, you can sign up for that one. It's not, you don't have to, but if you would like to, you'll get an email reminder 2 days before and I think 3 hours before the event. And it also just kind of lets us know how many people are interested in coming. He did a wonderful time last time. And honestly, like, he gave really good information that was condensed and then lots of people asked questions. They were able to get their questions answered. And one of the things that really stuck with me that he said is everybody needs a will. Yeah. He made a joke about how a lot of his clients will come in talking about their will, saying, if I die, and he's like, you will die. You understand that, right? There is no if about this. But yeah, he was great.
Well, thanks so much for coordinating a second date for that, so everybody who got turned away can hopefully come out for that one.
Definitely.
It sounds like there's a lot of interest. Were you surprised that so many people came?
I was so surprised. Yeah, I was shocked.
We saw how many people on Facebook. It was very popular. And so we were kind of thinking, okay, how many people are going to just translate? How will this turn into? How many people? And we're like, 20, you know, maybe 25, maybe 30 if it's really good and turnout. And then I called Saturday because I was doing something else that weekend. And I called and the staff member I talked to on the desk was like, it's full. We're turning people away. Like, I have to go.
Panic mode.
I was like, oh, that's great and bad and very great.
Well, that's great. Well, I hope everybody who's listening, if they didn't get to go to the first one, they'll get a chance to come to this one, Where There's a Will, There's a Way, Saturday, March 23rd at the Valley Library. What time does that start again?
11 o'clock.
11 a.m.
Come early.
Yeah. And so to recap, we've got Filipino Film Series kicking off Thursday, March 14th at the Douglas Library. Doors open at 5:45. And tell me the name of the movie again.
Batad.
And then there will be Rock Around the Block Saturday, March 16th, downtown, kids event. Early Learning Fair Thursday, March 21st at the Valley Library. And then we were talking at the beginning about your author's visit, EJR David, and I know he'll be on a Juno afternoon later on this month, but do you want to preview that event while you're here?
Yeah, I'm so excited that EJR David's coming here. He is from Anchorage. He works for University of Alaska. He's a psychology professor. His most recent book is called We Have Not Stopped Trembling Yet, Letters to My Filipino Athabascan Family. But he's also one of the foremost experts on Filipino colonialism mentality and the psychology of oppression. He has a textbook on it. Incredibly brilliant guy. And yet this letter, the book We Have Not Stopped Trembling Yet, is so approachable, really down to earth. And it takes a lot of the racism and oppression issues that we're seeing countrywide and says this is how it's happening here in Alaska, which it's powerful, approachable, and from the heart.
Well, that's really exciting. How did it come about that he's coming to town to give the talk?
I was just really inspired by him. You know, we are always trying to make sure all the different communities in Juneau feel represented at the library. And so he's part of that movement. But also, I personally feel like this guy's a superstar. Like, he's like an Alaskan celebrity. So I'm super excited that he gets to come here and talk to us.
Great. And we'll be excited to have him on the show later on this month.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coordinating that. Thanks for making that happen.
My pleasure.
Kate Ingegen Walker from Juneau Public Libraries. A lot of great stuff going on this month. There's a lot of great information at the website, the Facebook page. Anything else you guys wanted to mention while you're here?
No, I think that pretty much covers it for this month.
For this month.
Yeah. I'll be back next month.
I look forward to talking to you again next month. Thanks, ladies.